This is Victory in Europe Day, the 70th anniversary of World War II's end in Europe. In Washington, D.C., more than 50 vintage military aircraft flew over the National Mall to the Capitol, including B-52 Mitchell bombers, P-47 Thunderbolts, even a B-29 Superfortress, believed to be the last of its breed still flying. APRN's Liz Ruskin talked to one Alaska vet who got a bird's eye view.
That plane can land on the water.
Look at that.
People crowded around the World War II Memorial and the Washington Monument to see the planes fly overhead in 15 formations, one every minute or so. On the Capitol grounds, tourists mixed with congressional staffers and school groups. Donna Crum of Chicago said she was waiting for the B-17 to honor her father-in-law's service.
So I'm shooting images to my husband to be able to show him on his phone. And here they come.
Overhead in the second B-17 was Alaskan bush pilot Urban Rahoy, a homesteader, lodge owner, and Fairbanks businessman. Rahoy answered his cell phone shortly after landing.
Right up in the front there, where the bomb site and all that is, so I could see better.
Rahoy flew the B-17, the Flying Fortress, in the war, and he flew one again a year ago. He wanted to be at the controls for the Washington flyover, but somebody imposed an age limit of 80. Rahoy is 96.
But I be kicking because I flew yesterday with him, and the guy that flew it made a hell of a bad landing. He bounced pretty bad three times. And then the guy that flew it today, he bounced and slammed it down pretty hard. They won't let me fly it, though. I come in smooth.
Visibility wasn't perfect, but Rahoy says it was still a beautiful day.
But when we flew over the Capitol there by the Reagan Airport up there through the towers and everything, you could see good. There was lots of people on the ground. It was packed pretty heavy.
Rahoy is headed back to Alaska soon. He's got to start some dirt work at his lodge near Tok. Yes, he's still flying a Cessna 206 and a 182. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.